Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I hope we can make it a great day. So far, not so great at all. In fact, just moments ago, there was an announcement at the Pentagon. We'll go to the Pentagon directly. That marks this is a very dark day for America. The General McKenzie, the CENTCOM commander, Marine Corps general, who seems to be a totally honorable guy, has stepped forward. He has taken responsibility, but he has admitted something that is one of the worst things to happen in recent years for the United States, which is that the drone strike that killed at least 10 people in Kabul right after our Marines were hit was supposedly aimed at ISIS targets. He has admitted it was aimed mistakenly at civilians, and at least of the 10 people who were killed, at least 7 were children. First of all, you can say that it's a great thing and a great tribute to the United States and to our military and to everybody involved that at least they're admitting it. But how can something like this happen? And what a disaster. Let's go directly to the Pentagon, where General McKenzie, Kenneth F. McKenzie, CENTCOM commander, is actually admitting and trying to explain what happened. Let's see if we can pick up
the vehicle in front of an office building before returning to their vehicle and departing at 1:27 p.m., heading west and then south. At 2 o'clock p.m., the Corolla returned to the compound at point number 3. Subsequently, multiple adult males were observed loading the trunk of the vehicle, with items assessed at the time to be explosives, before departing at 3:47 p.m. with 4 adult males heading north. At 4:11 p.m., the Corolla returned to point number 2 and dropped off 1 adult male carrying a bag, then continued north. After driving near point number 1, the Corolla dropped off 1 adult male on the road at point number 5, which is roughly several hundred meters north of point number 1. At 4:39 p.m., the Corolla dropped off its last passenger on the road at point number 6. At 4:51 p.m., the Corolla arrived at point number 7 and backed into a compound that was approximately 3 kilometers from the airport, which was the closest it came to the airport all day. We were very concerned that the vehicle could move quickly and beat the airport boundary in a matter of moments. By this time, we had observed the vehicle for about 8 hours. While in the compound, the vehicle was observed being approached by a single adult male assessed at the time to be a co-conspirator. The strike was executed at this time because the vehicle was stationary and to reduce the potential for civilian casualties. The single Hellfire missile was fused to detonate inside the vehicle to further minimize the chance for civilian casualties. It struck the vehicle at 4:53 p.m., which produced an explosive event and follow-on flames significantly larger than a Hellfire missile would have been expected to produce. It is my assessment that leaders on the ground and the strike cell had achieved a reasonable certainty at the time of the strike to designate the vehicle as an imminent threat to U.S. forces at the airport, and that they made this self-defense strike in accordance with established rules of engagement. That assessment is based upon interviews with leaders on the ground and members of the strike cell, on a review of the intelligence available to the team at the time of the strike, and on the team's interpretation of how this vehicle and its occupants' actions were confirming the intelligence that they were seeing. It is further my assessment that the strike team were convinced at the time of the strike that the area was clear of civilians and that they had taken prudent steps in regards to weaponizing the strike to minimize the potential for civilian casualties. Finally, it is my assessment that they did believe, as reported, that there was a secondary explosion. Our investigation now concludes that the strike was a tragic mistake. First, I will stress this was not a rushed strike. The strike cell deliberately followed and observed this vehicle and its occupants for 8 hours while cross-checking what they were seeing with all available intelligence to develop a reasonable certainty of the imminent threat that this vehicle posed to our forces. Second, while the initial reports indicated a secondary explosion, the initial investigation could only conclude that it was a possible to probable presence of external accelerants that could include either explosive material in the vehicle or an ignition of the gas tank of the vehicle. Subsequent analysis could not rule out the presence of a small amount of explosive material, but determined that the most likely cause was the ignition of gas from a propane tank located immediately behind the car. Such an ignition would have created a brief but massive fireball oriented directly up and out of the compound that was observed in the video and displayed in this photo. If we could get that next photo up, please.
They have me disabled, sir.
So reported.
General continues, gentlemen.
John, can you hear me okay?
I got you, sir.
Roger. Finally, while the strike cell reported the presence of two adult males, one inside the vehicle and one outside the vehicle at the time of the strike, the cell initiated a review of their footage immediately following the report of civilian casualties and determined that a few partially obscured forms were briefly visible moving in the compound. This led to my initiation of an investigation within 24 hours of the strike. A comprehensive review of all the available footage and reporting on the matter led us to a final conclusion that as many as 10 civilians were killed in the strike, including up to 7 children. At the time of the strike, based upon all the intelligence and what was being reported, I was confident that the strike had averted an imminent threat to our forces at the airport. Based upon that assessment, I and other leaders in the department repeatedly asserted the validity of this strike. I am here today to set the record straight and acknowledge our mistakes. I will end my remarks with the same note of sincere and profound condolences to the family and friends of those who died in this tragic strike. We are exploring the possibility of ex gratia payments. And I'll finish by saying that while the team conducted the strike, did so in the honest belief that they were preventing an imminent attack on our forces and civilian evacuees, we now understand that to be incorrect. With that, I'm ready to take your questions.
Thank you, General. Tom.
General, this is a complete and utter failure. Can you explain how this possibly could have happened?
Well, so this particular strike, it certainly was a terrible mistake, and we certainly regret that. And I've been very clear that we take full responsibility for it. At the same time, we were carrying on a number of complex operations designed to defend ourselves. We conducted a strike a couple of days before up in Nangarhar that was very successful. We conducted other operations across the battle space to defend ourselves during this very difficult 48-hour period when so many imminent threats were manifest. So while I agree with it, this strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it. I would not qualify the entire operation in those terms.
And will anybody be held responsible?
We are in the process right now of continuing that line of investigation, and I have nothing for you now because that involves personnel issues.
Please identify yourself and your outlet when you ask your question. David.
David Martin, CBS News. So you said that you started following this car after it showed up at a place associated with ISIS. In retrospect, was that place associated with ISIS? And this was described as an over-the-horizon strike, which is what the U.S. is going to be relying on from now on in Afghanistan. So what does this incident say about the reliability of future strikes against terrorist threats in Afghanistan?
Devastating question. Devastating question. And we will get back to this after the break. This is terribly sad for the United States of America. It is terribly sad for the the father, who apparently the main person they had misidentified as a terrorist, is somebody who would work with Americans and work with American companies, and had even applied to be one of those people who would be taken out of Afghanistan by the United States. The fact that this happened, devastating. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This actually is sickening, and it's the only way to describe it. The idea that the greatest country in the world, the country that we all love, would be behind a mistake of this nature. It is even more, or certainly comparably, to the devastating loss of the 13 U.S. servicemen. The 13 U.S. servicemen were killed at a time when the Biden administration and all the authorities in Afghanistan had said they faced danger. And it's a terrible thing that they couldn't be protected from it. But this, which was meant to actually protect further American casualties from the awful, calamitous situation in which our troops had been put in. And this basically just adds up to how truly pathetic and inappropriate some of the messages from the Biden administration were. Because you may remember that even after the loss of the 13 American troops, the Marines who died in that attack at Kabul airport, even after that, you still had the Biden administration talking about how this was the greatest airlift in history and congratulating themselves and getting everybody out safely and getting this done. Here, you have such an indication of a failure, as one of the reporters made very clear. And by the way, this is one of those things, and I think it's been visible with all of the talk about the Biden administration handling of the Afghanistan situation. I know that many, many conservatives have felt that, okay, once Biden comes in, he's going to get kid gloves treatment by the press, everything is going to be covered up, everything is going to be hunky-dory, because the press does lean to the left. That's true. But you got to at least give the press, the major networks, the major outlets, CNN and CBS and ABC, NBC, all of them, they've been appropriately very tough on the Biden administration, and there's no excuse for it. It's unspeakable. And when you actually read about the details about the family, and it was principally one family that was victimized by this airstrike, and now we are going to be getting into the chilling and devastating and catastrophic for the United States process of trying to determine reparations. How do you pay reparations to one of those Afghans who was working directly with Americans, who was doing nothing wrong and nothing particularly suspicious, according to all of the accounts that have come forward, and yet met the business end of a Hellfire missile? It's unspeakable. And by the way, this is something else about the press. The reason we know all of this, it was the New York Times that broke the story. They investigated it. They provided all the details that now are being confirmed by General McKenzie. And there will have to be. And again, people said this about prior occurrences in Afghanistan, and there have been many calls, and not just by Republicans. It's not just a political thing. Not everything is political. The calls for Secretary of State Antony Blinken to resign will be amplified because of the handling of this entire matter, and it's actually more than 2 weeks. It was the 29th, I believe. I'm quite sure. It was the 29th that this terrible drone strike occurred, and now, of course, today is the 17th. It's Constitution Day. We're talking about more than 2 weeks before the United States could begin to acknowledge this mistake. Up until this time, and people will start all around the world replaying audio of this, U.S. spokespeople and the U.S. government repeatedly said, no, they were very sure that this was they even described it as a righteous strike. A righteous strike? 10 people dead, including 7 children? How does that occur? How does that compute? What happens next for the United States in this regard? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. One of the other aspects of this that is so very devastating is one of the things that we've heard from the Biden administration consistently, and there do need to be some resignations and some consequences. One of the things we've heard is that, okay, we don't need people on the ground in Afghanistan. That's where we're going to rush them all out to the exits, which turned out to be a very deadly process, not just for the Afghan civilians who were killed in the bomb explosion, the suicide bomb explosion that the ISIS brought in. There were at least 180 Afghans who were killed and the 13 Americans who were killed. Now you have another 10 who were killed in the unrighteous strike that occurred. Do I believe that there was anyone involved anywhere in the U.S. military or the chain of command or anything like that who actually wanted to kill Afghan civilians? Of course they didn't want to. They were actually risking their lives to save Afghan civilians. And yes, that deserves credit. But what this does is it totally, totally undermines President Biden's claims that we will have enough capability with our drone attacks and our military observation and our intelligence resources, even without personnel in Afghanistan, we'll have enough ability to protect our interests through what they call over-the-horizon power. Well, this is an example of over-the-horizon power, which has gone horribly wrong. It's gone over the horizon, right into the pit of hell. And I say that when you talk about hellfire missiles. Hellfire missiles are supposed to be used against demonic forces, not civilians who are friendly and supportive to the Americans. What a disaster. And there's more. Tomorrow there's going to be a great big rally. Will it be big? Will it be 100 people? It could be that few. It could be a very small rally. The permit is out for the Justice for J6 rally that is supposed to be taking place tomorrow. They've actually applied for 700 personnel, 700 people, which would be much, much smaller than the literally tens of thousands who were actually there on January 6th. What is their purpose? And what is the impact of all of this and the continued efforts to push the stolen election myth? What is that impact on the Republican Party? We'll talk about that with Rich Lowry, editor of National Review, coming right up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The CDC is investing over $2 billion in controlling and preventing COVID infections across the healthcare industry. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives some details on the plan.
This includes improving laboratory capacity to detect infectious threats, training healthcare workers in a first-of-its-kind program, and expanding data so we can track infections real-time and monitor progress.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients also saying that roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, people on the conservative side of things, and yes, that includes, I think, most listeners to this show, it certainly includes the host of this show, felt profound disappointment at Larry Elder's loss, and it was a landslide loss, it wasn't close. In the California recall election, Rich Lowry has written a powerful piece. He's the editor of National Review. He's written the piece for Politico. And the piece basically talks about a crucial mistake that Larry made at the end of the campaign. And it's a mistake that many Republicans appear determined to repeat. Rich, thanks very much for coming on the show. The crucial mistake that you're talking about, explain to people what it is and why it's so devastating for Republican prospects.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say, I like Larry Elder. I think he's a good guy.
Amen.
I think this was obviously a heavy lift, and he was likely to get beaten regardless, because it's California. But I think when he backed down and began to say the election was stolen in 2020, after initially saying in an editorial board meeting with the Sacramento Bee that Biden had won it fair and square, that was kind of really when they were able to define him as a total tool of Trumpism, who was totally unsuited for California. And I think he was right the first time. He shouldn't have backed down. And I just think this is a blind alley for the Republican Party, except for, you know, in primaries in red states where people feel these sort of pressures and you might not pay a price in the general. But everywhere else around the country, it's going to be an enormous turnoff to independents and moderates.
Well, this comes at a time where over the weekend, Anthony Gonzalez, who's served three terms in the House of Representatives, had been viewed as sort of a rising star in the Ohio Conservative Party, in the Ohio Republican Party, and he is very much a conservative. Congressman Gonzalez pulled out of the race. He is already being challenged by a pro-Trump candidate based on the fact that he doesn't think that the election was stolen in 2020. Is this another illustration of the same temptation, which is very dangerous for Republican prospects?
Yeah, now there you have the extra factor layered in that he voted for impeachment, and that's going to be a tough vote to defend in Republican primaries. But Gonzalez is a promising guy. He's very thoughtful and kind of populist oriented. You know, he's willing to question conventional Republican orthodoxies on economics for better or for worse. But on this one key thing, you know, he's not where the rest of the party is, and he's paid a price. So I would prefer an approach where we're open to differing point of views on this, you know, and if it was something that a vote he came by on impeachment sincerely and in all good faith, I don't think it should be a career ender, but I think that's where we are at the moment is that it is. And at the very least, I just don't think it should be gospel in the Republican Party that 2020 was stolen when it wasn't, and the case for that is based on totally unproven allegations and conspiracy theories.
Well, what a concept! You actually should only believe things and advocate things that are true. Let me ask you this: there was a poll recently, and I'm sure you saw it because it goes directly to the point of your column, which we've posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. A new poll that shows that 59% of Republican respondents say that it's either somewhat important or very important to them for anyone who considers himself or labels himself or herself a Republican to support President Trump in claiming the election was stolen. That basically there's very little appetite for a recognition of reality on the part of the Republican base. Do you think that could be an accurate poll?
It's a little hard to tell because sometimes people tell pollsters things they might not fully believe or really be committed to just as a symbol of where they stand on things. So that might be a general statement, don't mess with Trump, don't criticize Trump, you know, saying that they believe that about the election. But there's clearly, whether that poll number is exactly right or not, there are a lot of people who believe this, and one, I just think is not true, which as you point out is the most important thing, but two, there's so many issues now, whether it's the border, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the out of control spending, that are critical race theory, that are forward looking issues, that are winners for Republicans. It just seems so foolish to me politically to engage in a backward looking issue that for a lot of people is going to be completely radioactive. Why do that? It makes no sense.
Well, again, well, part of why it makes no sense is, okay, let's say you were able to somehow prove that there was a great deal of cheating in the election. Does anyone really believe? Are there people who still believe we're going to reinstall President Trump sometime before 2025?
There are. Obviously, that's not going to happen. And the thing to do, you know, I think there are process concerns about what happened last year. There are emergency measures that shouldn't be the norm forevermore. Has, you know, the way Georgia did, I think it was quite a thoughtful approach. Change some rules, tighten them up, have enhanced security in areas you're worried about, and then move on. And that seems to me just the complete commonsensical play where we make sure to the extent we can, we're never going to have total election integrity, but tighten up the system and then move on and get about beating Democrats in 2022 and beating Biden in 2024. And just 2020 is not going to be a useful tool in doing either of those things.
Do you think that there might be, because the Biden administration is obviously having such a horrible time on the major issues of greatest concern to people, and today with the announcement at the Pentagon, which I assume you've heard,
yeah.
Rich?
I mean, it's just
devastating. It's devastating for America and super devastating for the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Could Republicans be suffering, maybe looking into 2022, from a little bit of premature overconfidence?
Yeah, I don't think that's there among the Republicans who have to make this happen and are on the ground and either running or funding these campaigns or strategizing about them. But Biden is not in great shape. You know, he's around in the mid-40s somewhere, and if he stays there for the next year, they'll get shellacked. It'll be very hard for Republicans to mess it up. You know, when a president's his standing is that poor, you can pretty much run on anything and win, you know, 20, 30, 40 seats. So I think Biden's in very bad shape, but I think Republicans are going to hurt themselves if they make 2020 the focus, and why do it when they're just a cornucopia of issues that are really important, where the party, Republican Party, is in the right, and that will cut against Democrats next year.
Yeah, I mean, why emphasize an issue in which you are a sure loser, which has to do with doing the election of 2020 over, and ignore issues, for instance, positive issues? I mean, right now, you're looking at the Biden tax plans. We're going to be talking about them with Grover Norquist coming up. But you look at the Biden tax plans, they're so vulnerable. What about a positive Republican tax simplification plan? Wouldn't that be a positive development for our party?
Yeah, absolutely. The positive substantive message is something that still needs to be sussed out. Not necessarily that important in midterms. 1994, famously, you know, Newt had a contract with America that I think helped with the margins, but one way or the other, Republicans are going to win big. Where you're really going to need that substantive program is when you begin to think about 2024 and an environment where Republicans conceivably, if they win in 2024, the presidency could have unified control of government again, and you want to know what you're going to do, and you need to think.
Exactly right, Rich Lowry. His piece, The Stolen Election Myth Has Become an Albatross for the GOP, published in Politico magazine. We will be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Angie's list is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show coming into the weekend. It's a great important time to remind you of a great and important opportunity, which is to become a charter member. Really, there's a new membership offer to become a Medhead Plus member. And what's different about Medhead Plus? You not only get all of the benefits of being a standard Medhead member, but now at a tremendous discount, you get to have access to any of our history programs, and there are more than 80 of them that are available. That and you're talking about several hundred hours worth of broadcasting and of learning and excitement and background and stuff that you need to know. We played most of, not all of, our special show on the Constitution yesterday. I was off for Yom Kippur, for the holiest day of the Jewish year, and we have a Miracle of the Constitution show, which is about how everything culminated in September 17, 1787. That's the day we celebrate today. If you didn't hear that, you can hear that, and you can stream it for free as a Medhead Plus member, and you're talking at a cost of below 20 cents a day. It's really a remarkable opportunity. Go to michaelmedved.com and look up the Medhead Plus membership, an introductory offer that is remarkable. Coming up, by the way, we're going to be speaking to another segment, which as a Medhead member, you would be able to stream at any time you want. We're going to be speaking a couple of segments to Chris Wallace. And Chris Wallace, I think, is one of the finest people in broadcasting, without question. And he is also a fine writer of history. He has a new book called Countdown Bin Laden. And it appears that he's following the path. I mean, basically, Bill O'Reilly has done, 15 or 16 books, killing blank. And this follows another wonderful book by Chris Wallace, which was called Countdown 1945. That was about the atom bomb. This is about the ultimately successful pursuit of Osama bin Laden. Just got a an email from Greg in Bellevue. And what he says is, Michael, love the show and your balanced perspective. Thank you. You have mentioned a few times in previous segments that both parties have issues. While that is true, and it may be of some comfort to know that no party or political system can ever be perfect, comparing the two parties and current issues isn't a fair fight right now. The GOP has been hijacked and hypnotized. A majority, even today, still believe that Trump won in a landslide. And many of these people are in the running to replace professionals who would rather do their job with integrity than sell out for their party. Democrats have issues and surely need to deal with their far-left crowd, but they are not fractured like the GOP. There is no grand disillusionment on par with what we see from the Republican base, and for the most part, the spin we hear from the left is more akin to good old politics, not outright mistruths. Greg, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you, because when you actually read and hear some of the statements, and they come through every day, it's not rare, from people who support critical race theory, people who support the blame America first instinct, and for people on the extreme left, like just this week, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, considered one of the guiding lights of the younger generation of the Democratic Party, shows up at a Metropolitan Museum bash for their Costume Institute wearing a dress that says on it, tax the rich. We're going to be talking about that idea of taxing the rich with Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. And by the way, Republicans are all in favor of taxing the rich and taxing everybody, but recognizing that already rich people pay the overwhelming burden, most taxes are paid by rich people. And the idea that rich people pay a lower percentage of their taxes, the idea that Democrats hold on to that idea is extraordinarily extreme. And the fact that you have Democratic crowds cheering for a wealth tax, which even Democratic moderates consider to be totally unworkable. Look, when you have basically the inability, and again, I'm very outspoken about the inability of Republicans to do something about embarrassments like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like, get her out in a primary. Or Paul Gosar of Arizona, or other people who were involved with the January 6th event, are trying to defend the January 6th event, and they have another rally that is supposed to be taking place tomorrow. Now, all of those problems for the GOP acknowledge, but the Democrats are facing their own problems that are very similar, except from a left-wing perspective, that has even lower support from the American people. The American people do not support the idea of a wealth tax, of basically going after money that people have earned and saved over years. The American people do not believe that our country is guilty and has entirely been based upon racism and really began in 1619, not in 1776, that our country has always been based on slavery and racism and exploitation and that we should pay reparations. Do you understand? And this, I would make it to you how serious, Greg, how serious it is when you have very prominent Democrats, and even according to some polls, a majority of Democrats who believe that America, and that means you, that means me, that means everybody should pay reparations for slavery. There's polling that shows a majority of Democrats believe that. And yes, there's polling that shows a majority of Republicans believe that Trump won, and that's very depressing. And again, it's very important that people like Rich Lowry, who just had stand up against that. How many Democrats have you heard stand up with any courage or consistency against the idea of reparations, the idea that white privilege, which means that everybody who happens to have European ancestry has actually had an unfair advantage his whole life. Most Americans do not feel that they have had an unfair advantage. By the way, Asian Americans had an unfair advantage their whole lives after the whole... And if you take a look, they just released the... There is more of a difference. Asians have a bigger advantage over white people in terms of income, and much bigger, and I'll get you the figures, than white people have over black people. Is that because of pro-Asian racism? In any event, this is what I mean when I say that both parties have their issues. And the difficulty here is that the ability of Republicans to escape from some of the issues and to escape from the albatross that that Rich Lowry is talking about is hindered by the very considerable likelihood that Donald Trump is going to run for president again. And do I believe that that will actually happen? I certainly hope and pray not, because it would be devastating for the country. It would be devastating for the country and would lead the Republican Party into a disaster, frankly. And we should take a look at what happened with Larry Elder, who was at one point viewed as a very promising candidate who could make it a close race. And then he got more and more associated with some of the excesses of the Trump era. And the result is well known to everybody. Speaking of results that are well known to everybody, we have a great constitution. We're going to be speaking with maybe the leading constitutional historian of our time, Akhil Reed Amar, who's a friend, and who is a constitutional law professor at Yale Law School. We're going to be speaking with Chris Wallace for a couple of segments about what we need to learn for our current ongoing battle against terrorism from the countdown against bin Laden, ultimately successful. We'll be talking with Grover Norquist about the right way to actually counter the argument, tax the rich, or the slogan, tax the rich. And most of all, we'll be talking with Akhil Reed Amar, I'm very proud to say, about two of his fellow law professors who say you can't change America with the Constitution. It's going to take violence. No, really? Wasn't that tried in the Civil War? Yeah, it was. 700,000 dead. They say it won't be that bloody, but it has to be bloody. Really? We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.